You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
I'm trying to like breaking news back in the 50s.
Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
And that would be you and me.
Yes.
We're experts. Let's just kind of think, you know, that part of my new role is I'm a Wheaton expert now.
You're a Wheaton distinguished expert.
I didn't say distinguished, but they say I'm an expert. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So you could be a Lifeway expert.
There you go.
There you go.
So yeah. Who else I don't think I experts? Would have ever been able to
Who are some of the
that?
Other experts that we have? Tell me more.
Well, we have Todd Adkins.
Yes.
We have.
Who was at McLean Bible Church.
Yep. Yeah. We have Linda Berquist.
Linda Berquist, who is an amazing church planner strategist.
Yeah. We okay. have.
I put you on the spot with this, don't I? I like that.
Yeah. I like that. We have Shelley Trebek, who
oh, yeah,
is going
great.
To be
oh, yeah.
our next webinar. Yeah, she's a guru
we're
in
about
organizational
to have
leadership.
Her do this training thing with us. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. Now, here we go. In episode 67, we told everyone that we were going to do a giveaway
oh,
on
right.
what episode?
That's right. 71.
71.
Which was kind of random.
Well, let me read one of the generous reviews that were left on Amazon. This one is from Ralph Moore.
The
Ralph Moore.
Ralph Moore?
Yes.
Like Hawaii?
Yes. Ralph
Like Hope
e.
Chapel?
Moore. Yes.
Okay, let's, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He okay. gave us 5 stars.
So, okay. So 5 stars, which is good. Which if he got 3, we wouldn't be reading this
No,
movie.
We wouldn't be
so
reading
So Ralph, people don't know, is the founder, part of the team that kind of put together Hope Chapels,
yeah.
which I write about in Viral Churches. Warren mm-hmm. Bird and I wrote about that because it becomes one of that church multiplication movement models.
Yeah.
He sent me an email recently, 2,300 or so. I think that's right. Over 2,000 churches
amazing.
Planted in since they started in his lifetime.
That's amazing.
So it's stunning. We're going to do a consortium. So would you do a consortium, a symposium,
yeah.
a thing, a shindig.
I like hearing you struggle with English.
Yeah, hub about. It's a New York public schools okay. I grew up in. So Wisdom Lane Elementary on Long Island. So we're going to do some stuff with him. So I love the fact that Ralph wrote a review. So you should tell us what it said.
Yeah, well, the title was, I recommend it to anyone interested in making disciples and multiplying. In a time when the church in America needs a boost, along comes this tightly focused book. It touches on the motherlode of growth for the kingdom of God, multiplying churches that then multiply. I've helped plant a bunch of churches, but many never went on to multiply. I'm always looking for answers, and this book is full of them. I recommend it to anyone interested in making disciples and multiplying churches. And he's humble because he shared that he planted churches that never went on to multiply,
yeah,
a
yeah,
few of them.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
the majority
exactly.
of them did.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, it's like saying, oh, a couple of times I didn't make it, but there's 2,000 that
yeah.
did. That's why he's more godly than
yeah,
you
yeah.
and me together.
Yes.
And he's got more godliness in
respect.
His... Respect. Yeah, exactly. Respect.
Yeah,
that's right. Good.
Very much
All
so.
Right. All right, move on.
So if you haven't done so yet, go to Amazon right now and type in planting missional churches. Pick the one with the nice cover, the gray one, which is the new edition, and leave a review for us. On episode 71, we'll announce and read out 3 of the best reviews. Email me that review too, daniel@newchurches.com, and we will send you a signed copy of the book. Well, this question is from Paul, so let's listen in.
What's up, New Churches? This is Paul here from the UK. I've got a bit of a dilemma. I've been serving in a local church in the UK for the last 10 years plus as a youth pastor. I've loved it and it's been my life. However, God has spoken to myself and my wife to plant a church. This has been on my heart for a very long time, as even from a little boy. The problem we have is we feel that in leaving the church, it might be a difficult thing for them to see us go as we carry quite a huge weight of responsibility. We've been a huge part of the church for many years. And we really feel that it's time for us to branch out, but the church doesn't have any financial capabilities to support us. And also, they've never sent anybody out from the church before. So we really just need some advice and help on what the best way for us to go about planting a church without upsetting or causing offense or issues in the church that we've gone from, because we've sowed our heart and soul into that place and we would hate to see it struggle. I'd appreciate any help that you can give us. Thank you very much.
Paul, we need a little more information.
Yeah.
But let's answer it both ways. So
he did leave a message longer than 45 seconds.
That is true. He did do that. And I love listening to the dilemma
yeah.
at his church. I love that.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It is.
You
it
should
is.
Do the rest of this episode in his accent.
In his English accent.
You should.
I love that. I love that. Now, my people are Irish, and the English had their foot on our necks, and so we don't mock the Irish, and we don't emulate the British.
Yeah, you can see your face is getting red.
Yes, exactly.
There's some inner angst.
Things like freedom. All right, that was Scottish, but anyway. A great question. So,
what's the best way to go about planning a church?
Yeah.
Without upsetting or causing offense in the church you're going from.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on where you are. If you're in the same town and you're the youth pastor, I don't know that there is. and I don't know that I would plant in the same community if I didn't have permission and blessing from the church. Matter of fact, I will tell you, I was an interim pastor of a church in a town. And I knew I was going to plant a church afterwards or pastor in the town. And so they asked me to be interim and I said, okay, let's agree in writing. You're good if I go out and plant a church. It was a traditional church. Yeah. I planted a contemporary church. We didn't pick up a lot of people.
Which is an insightful thing to take note of.
The distinction
model.
Between the church, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So there's an old expression that's different here, but we have an expression in the States, right? Start a church in another state. It's all for God's grace and glory. But start a church in my backyard, that's another story. So you got to remember, for a lot of churches...
Sounds like a hymn.
It does. It does. It sounds like Wesley wrote that. Actually, Wesley didn't. He planted churches everywhere. But I think that the challenge is that that church maybe sounds... And again, we don't know it all, but Paul sort of made it sounds like it's struggling with vision.
Yeah.
So if this is a struggling church where you're the youth pastor and you go out and plant a church, man, I think people are not going to receive that well, and there may be no scenario. So what I would do is I would go to the church, its leaders, its elders, its vestry, whatever the structure is. I would ask them to pray through it with you. And if you could get alignments that this is what the Lord wants you to do and them to do, then I think it would be an appropriate step to take.
Yeah, and I'd encourage you, Paul, to do that as soon as you can and bring about it not as a, hey, this is what I love this church, I love you guys, but God has called me to plant a church, so I'm going to leave. No, bring it more about as a prayer request with the elders, with the leaders of the church. The different structures that you might have and say, hey, I sense God calling me towards this direction. Can you guys pray with me? Can you guys, what do you think about this? And to process it with them, because by the time you bring this to them, you will have prayed about it, thought about it, wrestled with it, journaled about it, a lot more so that you would have had that processing time. But by the time you bring it to them, it's going to be brand new news to them. And you need to be able to shepherd them through that, especially because based on what you said about your relationship with your church, because the roots go so deep.
All right, now let me ask you a question. So would you agree with me that
I always agree with you.
Yeah, you lie. So would you agree with me that if Paul's church, if we went to Paul's church and they said, man, we prayed with you, we just don't think you should plant a church near us, would you say that Paul should go elsewhere to plant a church? Or would you say Paul should do it even if he can't get the agreement of the church he's in now?
No, I don't think he should plant in the same city if he doesn't have the blessing from his church. Okay. Now, here's the contextual part of it, right? If your township is 5,000 people, versus if your town is 50,000 people, that's a completely different scenario. Yeah.
Well, but still, I would say, I mean, for me, so, the town where I planted is 40, 50,000 people. And yet, I still, because I was at a mega church. And so that's a little different, but when we went to our church plant, but I would still say that if you're in where I'm going, Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm planting a church in Glen Ellen, mm-hmm. or pastoring a church in Glen Ellen, and then go plant a church like 10 minutes away in Wheaton, mm-hmm. I think that without the blessing of the church, I think that's the Lord closing the door.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to St. Charles, which, if I remember the geography, is about 30 minutes away, I think that's different.
Yeah.
So I do think that by being on staff of a church, that I sort of forfeit, unless there's some very mm-hmm. exceptional circumstances, I sort of forfeit the ability to plant a church without their blessing in that community. But again, I know people who love Jesus who differ with that.
Yeah.
But I think that the best scenario is to get the blessing of that church.
Yeah, exactly.
And then go out.
I mean, and really the best scenario is, let's say the church says, hey, we want to bless you, but can you plant in a different neighborhood? Something maybe that's a little bit further away. And if that's the case, right, and they've really prayed about it and you've been praying about it as well. I mean, listen back to episode 67, because we do talk a little bit about the where, the what, and the when of planting. But if that's the case, I mean, for you to leave your church, especially because the roots are so deep, for you to leave your church with the blessing of that church, because in your city, the church is still a capital C church, right? You want to be able to work together. You want to be able to partner together for the kingdom of God, to see the lost come to know Christ. So, I mean, that's one of the big things.
Okay, but let's now, we've talked, we may have totally missed Paul's question, but mm-hmm. it might be helpful to others. But so now back to the bigger issue of distance. So yes. Let's say Paul is moving to another community, another mm-hmm. county. So what I would say then is that getting the blessing of the church is still something you want to work towards.
Yeah.
But you might have to be at stages, right? Mm-hmm. So you might say, listen, you've never done this before. What if you became a partner, not the parent?
Yeah.
In other words, you help us. We get, you know, some other church is helping us, but you be a partner church, and yeah. that helps them to warm up to the idea of church yeah. planning a little bit. And so there are ways to get them involved. The best scenario is they send you out. Maybe they send people with you. They send resources. But there are levels of engagement. Just try to get some level of engagement and a clear affirmation from the leadership of the church, then before the whole church, to share in that vision and that passion.
Yeah. And if the church still says, hey, we don't really want you to leave, we don't want to bless you in this, and you still sense God saying, okay, I need to go and do this, one of the things that you should do if you don't want to upset and cause offense is to tell them, hey, because we're not leaving on good terms, I will not go and poach your church, right? And to actually go and share that with them and see how they respond, because that may actually be one of the things that they are afraid of, that you are going to split their church,
yeah.
right? And it's that defensive posture. But for you to come out offensively and say, you know what, I don't want this to, I don't want to leave this way. I still sense God calling me in this way. And now if it would help, maybe do you still want me to share that with your people? And to really work through that. It's hard to give a hard and fast, this is what you need to do and not do, because it really is a little bit of a tangle going back and forth with yeah. that church.
And let me say that what we would want from the church is what, you know, at the church I'm leaving, actually, we said when Jess Rayner decided to plant a new church, he was on our staff,
yeah.
going to plant a new church. John Mills was part of our pastoral apprentice team. We sent them out. They're co-pastoring this church. What we said to them is, anyone you get to move, you yeah. can have. And people yeah. did. We have another family, I think, relocating Sunday. That'll be the third, fourth family.
Yeah.
And so we're for that. So yeah.
That is the ideal.
That's what we want.
Yeah. yeah.
Right. And so, but if you're not there, if there's the relationship's not there, then you have to sort of build that relationship to the place where there's a more openness to be engaged and involved. So, but find little ways. Help them bring mission teams. Help them
That's
help
good.
With some level of finances, things of that sort.
Which is part of that change management process as well, which is why you want to share this as early as you can. And perhaps, maybe, the church is negative towards this at the moment, but perhaps God wants to use you to begin and birth a heart of multiplication in that church.
No, that's good. That's really good.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time, but thanks again for listening in.